tomorrow morning I have to give the shiur early. Parshas Mishpatim. Maybe we'll start at 9:30, and then next week I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. I won't be able to give shiur. The Sunday after, also, I'm not going to be here. I'm coming back Sunday afternoon. So believe that next Monday. Another week and a half, we'll continue. Okay, what else? Yesterday we started the Gemara on Chof Amid Aleph. The Gemara says in Lulav HaGozel, Masech HaSukah Lulav HaGozel, the Gemara says that Lulav, an Esrog Shel Orlo, the first 3 years, the pears that grow in the tree are Osa Ba'ano, Osa Ba'chilo, Osa Ba'ano. So the Gemara says you can't be Yotze the mitzvah of Esrog with Esrog Shel Orlo, because Ein Bo Din Bailam. What do you mean? Ein Bo Din Bailam, because you need Shalachem. In the first 2 days of Sukkot, and Ein Bo Din Bailam. So what's wrong? So some Rishonim say Ein Bo Din Bailam means that it's Ein Shalom. There's no Bailas on Isuri Hanoah. Other Rishonim say no. In order to be Yotze Shalachem, has to be full Shalachem. You need Shaloya B'shusai. That was Machlekes Hatanoim and Baba Kama and Dav Samachtes and the Machlekes of Yechnevi Shlokish. Which opinion to accept from the days of the Tanoim, and we paskan Rabbi Yechon Reish Lokesh Halach Rabbi Yechon, we paskan like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon has his famous memory. Gozov l'nasiyah shabaylam sheim ein l'chayil ha'adishoy zelefi sheim b'shusoy. In order to be a full baylam, you have to have shaloy b'shusoy. So just like gozul, something is gozul, is ein b'shusoy because they don't have access to it. So an esrig that's asabano also, it's inaccessible because of the yisahano. So it's called Eina B'shusa. It is Shalei, but it's Eina B'shusa. So that's the Machlekes. What does it mean? That you're not Yotzei Be'esrog Shel Orlo, because Ein Bo Din Bailim doesn't mean that it's Eina Shalei, it doesn't mean that it's Eina B'shusa. And the Mishnah Berurah has the Machlekes. And Hilchas Erev Pesach, when the non-observant father died in Erev Pesach in the afternoon, did the children have to go, the religious children have to go burn the chametz right away? Or they say, no, it's Eina Shalei. It's Eina Shalei. Asana kasuk hila hemushus means a kinyanisa. Kinyanisa doesn't go birusha, so the children don't have any problem. But if you say no, it is shaloi, the only thing is ene bishusoi, so if something is shaloi, ene bishusoi, it does go birusha to the children. Let's say Ganav stole something from the father and the father dies. So the behema gzula, the dova hagozel, goes birusha to the children. You don't need shalachem. You don't need shaloi bishusoi to be able to be morisha to your children. So those are the two pshatim there in the Gemara. Rashi Anad Gemara has a third pshat. Rashi says that in order to be considered shalachem, to fulfill a mitzvah, has to be shavah pruta. It's not shavah pruta. You're not yotzei because you need shalachem, and shalachem requires a minimum shir. That's what Rashi writes on the Gemara. A lulav, an esrog shal orlo, is ein bo din bailim. He writes that it's not Shavah Pruta. Rashi writes that on another Gemara also. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim. Machlekes HaBlezen HaChachomim. On the first day of Sukkot and Bayas and Chutzlor, the first 2 days of Sukkot, and the Shemiz is Sveik Adiyam, so the first 2 days of Sukkot, you're not Yotzei, Ein Anam Yotzei Dechavosu Bilu Lo B'Shal Chaver. We need Ulakachtam Lachem Mishalachem. The Lulav and the Dalaminim have to belong to you. So what about the Sukkah? Is there a requirement that the Sukkah has to be Shalachem? Or not. So that's a machlekes of Blazer Nechacham. So Blazer holds Kishen Shaydan Yotzi Dechavasa Bilulov Shal Chavero, Kach Eidan Yotzi Dechavasa Bisukosu Shal Chavero. If you visit by someone else, you're not Yotzi. Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. So they, how do you have a husband and a wife and they have 9 children? So they have to have 9, they have to have 11 sukkahs. Each person has to sit in his own sukkah. In each Shalachem, they can't sit in one big sukkah together. Unless each person has to sit on the Zion al Zion of Schach that belongs to him. So the husband, everyone is arrested. You have to sit. You can't move your seat in the sukkah. This is my Zion al Zion. You have to demarcate which is my Zion al Zion schach that belongs to me, which belongs to my wife, which belongs to each one of the 9 children. It's very uncomfortable. So it's very strange. We're not sure. Tosfos answers, Teshu Kein Tadur. Since they sit at home like that, they all sit together. So it's good enough if it belongs to the father of the household. But if I'm going to eat by a neighbor, in a neighbor's sukkah, then Rabbi Lezer says, we don't pass like Reb Lezer. We pass like the Chachamim that you are Yotze. So the Chachamim proved their point from the pasuk, based on the pasuk. The pasuk reads, "Kol ha'ezach l'Yisrael yeshva basukos." So it sounds like he can make a sukkah that all the whole world Jewish population is able to sit in the one sukkah. So how is that possible? So what do you mean, how is it possible? How can you have millions of people sitting in one sukkah? It's impossible to make such a big sukkah. So they're going to. So what does it mean? Kol Yisrael ruim l'yeshva basukos means b'zach hazeh. They'll sit b'zach hazeh in the same. So who does the sukkah belong to? So who does the sukkah belong to? So obviously it belongs to one person or group of people. It doesn't belong to everybody. So Rashi says, because if it belongs to everybody, each person will only own less than a Shavu Pruta. And in order to be, according to Rab Lezer, just like Rab Lezer the Tanner, Rab Lezer ben Hurkan, so it's just like in each Shalachem by Lulav, by the Dalaminim, the first 2 days of Sukkah is Kishayim. Just like Eidan and Yetzir Dechavasa, but the Lob Shalachem, or Kachen and Yetzir Dechavasa, the Sukkosu Shalachem, there is a Rashi learned, has to be Shalachem, has to be Shavu Pruta. And if the sukkah will be owned by all of Kol Yisrael ruyim leishe b'sukkah achas, and Rashi says it won't be moti shavur puto l'chalecha biach. That's the same thing that Rashi wrote on this Gemara. That's the Rashi at the end of the second parak in sukkah, when the Gemara is talking about the sukkah to be yotzei yodech vasa b'sukkos shal chaver. And the third parak, Rashi is commenting on the esrog shal orlo, sasa banoa, ein modin bailam, he says that it's not shavur puto. So the fact that Rashi says it's not Shavu Pruta sounds like he holds that Orlo Yisiri Hano Ishaloi and it is Bishus, it's just a Chisan that it's not Shavu Pruta. That could be. I the Gemara says that the Chometz Mishay Shol Salamaylo is literally Eino Shalachem. So he said, the Achrenim say, that's what the Nesivis has a Sefer on Hilchas Pesach that's called Mekor Chaim. And then they have the Shulchan Aruch, and then they have the Mekor Chaim on the side. Then on the outside, Mekor Chaim is where the Rashi would be. Shulchan Aruch is where the Gemara would be, Mekor Chaim is where the Rashi would be. Then where the Tesis would be, so they printed the commentary that's called Mogen Ha'elef. Mogen Ha'elef was authored by a Goyen who wrote 150 Svarim, Abar Yalei Tzuntz. He was a big Charif. So the Mogen Ha'elef writes that this is the standard pshat that the Achrenim give. How can Rishonim say that Yisuri Hano Arshaloi, and they are Bishusai? The only thing is that it's not Shavu Pruta. What do you do with the Gemara? Shnei Dvar, Meina B'shusa Shaladim is Beferish. That's Eina B'shusa. Chometz Mishay Shal Salaman. So he says, no, Chometz and Abed Zorah are different because it's Ton Ibn Men Oilem immediately. You're not allowed to leave it around the house. Not like Orlo. We said yesterday, it's not like Orlo and Basa B'cholo. The Rasa Ba, no, you're not allowed to leave it around the house. Min the Rabbanah, Mishum Takola, Mishum Mirchol. No one should eat it by mistake. But it's not an Isa L'kaima, not Mikar Adin, it's not also L'kaima. Chometz and Abed Zorah. It says Tashbis and it says Bal Yirei. You're not allowed to keep it around the house. That even Rashi will have to agree that that's Eina Bishusa Shalodim. That's either Eina Shalayim, Eina Bishusa, whatever. So Rashi only says that it's not Shavir Puta by Orlo, by Basa Bechola, by Kloi HaKerem, the other kinds of Isuri Hano. So Rashi says Ein Din Barla means that it's not Shavir Puta. Rashi happens to write like that on the Mishnah in Kiddushin as well. Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin talks about Kiddushe Kesef, that's our practice. We do Kiddushin Yishove Kesef, Shove Kesef, Dina Kesef. So the Mishnah says, you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha with the Isuri Hanoah. Mekadosh Ba'or Lobik, Lai Kerimim, Ba'asa B'cholav. The Mishnah list gives you a whole list of Isuri Hanoah, Seir Nazir, Petach Hamor, a whole bunch of things that are Rasmanos, so that's not good for Kiddushin. So the Rishonim gave three different reasons why it's not good. So Rashi says, because it's not Shove Pruta. To be Mekadosh and Isha has to be Shove Pruta. Why are Isuri Hanoah not considered Shavu Pruta? Because how do you establish the value of any given item? What is the shavius of anything? Kamahu Shavu Limka Bashu. So this Basa B'cholov, you sell it in the store, you sell it in McDonald's, they sell Basa B'cholov every day, they're making billions of dollars, no? Making a fortune of money. But since this Basa B'cholov belongs to a Jew, he's forbidden to get money on it, he's not allowed to sell it and make money. So Rashi holds that it's kamahu shavalim kavashuk zero. You can ding it with the Rashi. Kamahu shavalim kavashuk may not necessarily depend on me. How much am I allowed to get if I sell it in the store? Or how much can you theoretically get? If I'll violate the Avera, the Basa B'cholov is also mano. If I'll violate the Avera, I'll sell it to the Goyim, they will pay a Shavu Pruta. So Rashi holds kamahu shavalim kavashuk has to mean how much are you allowed to charge if you want to sell it in the store. So if it belongs to a Jew, he's not allowed to charge anything, so Rashi holds not Shavu Pruta. Rashi, other Rishonim say you can't be Mekadosh v'Isuri Hanoah, it is Shavu Pruta. Why should you say it's not Shavu Pruta? If you'll violate Yisur Hanoah, you'll sell it and you'll make money on it. It is Shavu Pruta. They disagree with Rashi. But the Mishnah that says if you're mekadesh anisha b'isuri hanoah, she's any mekudeshes. Perhaps the reason for the Mishnah is different. Either because isuri hanoah not shalom, so the ring doesn't. If I have a ring that's also hanoah, it's a tachshiti avodah zarah. So it doesn't belong to me, and I'll give it to the kala. It won't belong to her. No one can be the owner. It can't have any shalom. Or even if you say it is shalom, but it's ain't a b'shuso, so vaita, I can't be makne to the kala. When you give the shavu kesef to the kala, shavu kesef dina ke kesef, you have to be makne. And we pass from like Rabbi Yechanan, to be able to be makne has to be shalom or b'shuso. And since it's osmano, it's ain't a b'shuso, so you can't be makne to the kala.
How do you reconcile that being common with the lashon of the gemara in the bible? When the rabbeinu tam, he is a bible.
So he can't interpret the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara quotes at Bryson. The last line going over to Mem Vova Merala. So it says, he says that the Shah Niskal is Muta Bahano after Gmardin. So he can't interpret the Braisa that it's Ain Shaloy or Ain Bishusa. He says Muta Bahano. So he says, no, Machor Ain Machor, he's Behechreach. He says, Machor Ain Machor doesn't mean that the sale is not Chal. Why? It's Muta Bahano and it's Shaloy, Bishusa, and it's Shabar Puto. The only thing is that Machor Ain Machor just means the Shor is not off the hook. The Shor, since we already made the Gmardin, we're going to kill the Shor. The selling it is not going to help. So these are the three days that the Rishonim have in explaining the Mishnah in the end of the second Perek in Kedushin, the last Mishnah. It says, if a man is Mekadesh Anisha with Isuri HaNoah, she's Zaini Mekodesh, so Rashi always says because not Shabbat Pruto. Other Rishonim say because Zaini Shaloi, and by Kesef you have to give the ring to the Kala, should belong to the Kala. No one can, no Jewish person can have ownership on Isuri HaNoah. And the other Rishonim say, why can't you have ownership? It can be Shaloh, but it can't be Bishusoi. So true, it belongs to the chasm, but he can't, in order to be able to be makna, to transfer the ownership to the kala, you need that it should be shaloi b'shusai. If it's ain't b'shusai, you can't be magdashah, then you can't be makna. And the same three pshatim the Rishonim have on the Gemara in Lulav HaGozel. But the Gemara says, if you have esrik shal orlo, it's also ba'no, so you can't be yotze with an esrik shal orlo. So the Gemara has one opinion, you can't be yotze because they mehet rachilo. Because esrig is described by the Chumash as a pre-Eitz Hadar. So a pre means it has to be a kosher fruit. If you have a non-kosher fruit, that's not called a pre. That's the reason why an esrig shalarlo is no good. And the other opinion in the Gemara, has two opinions. The other opinion in the Gemara is, you don't have to come on to that. We have a different reason because ein bo din bailim. Ein bo din bailim. That's a question. Ein bo din bailim should only pass on the first 2 days when you need shalachem. And the rest of Sukkot, you don't need shalachem. And the Mishnah sounds like it says, Esrik shalarlo is no good for the duration of the whole 7 days of Sukkot. Through Hashanah Rabbah is no good. So l'chore, the second reason is needed. You have to come on to the reason that Eimu Heter Achil is not called a pre. Okay, so again, so in that Gemara, when the Gemara says, in Esrik shalarlo, you cannot use, you cannot be to the mitzvah on the first 2 days when you need shalachem, and Esrik shalarlo is Eimu Din Bailim, what does that mean? So the Rishonim have the same three pshatim over there. Rashi says again, Eima did bailim needs shavu pruta. That's a chiddush. By kiddushin, we know you need a shavu pruta. You can't be mekadesh anisha with less than a shavu pruta. By shalachem, by esrig, you also need a shavu pruta. You also need a shavu pruta. So the Rashi seems to hold like that. You need a shavu pruta. That's the Rashi the Shittas is said by the sukkah. Kol ezech v'yisol yeshu basukah. Zrum kol yisol leishu basukah achas. And that's a proof that you don't need shalachem. So Rashi said, why? Is it possible that one sukkah should belong to millions of people? Each person is going to own less than a shavu pruta in it. So you see, you don't need shalachem. If you would have needed shalachem, you would have needed a shira of a shavu pruta of shalachem.
Maybe it's like they say, and somebody's not shavu pruta, you're not chayav for an angamah. And maybe Rashi holds that there's no such thing as ownership for a shavu pruta.
Can you say that there's no ownership unless there's shavu pruta? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that you can't say. Why? He quoted a Gemara in Hazohav. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia and Perek Hazohav that koinim bekli afal pishem bo shavu pruta. When you make a kinyan chalipin, it's valid even though the kli that you're using is less than the shavu pruta. So he said, if you're going to say that you can't have ownership on something that's less than the shavu pruta, so how is it good for kinyan chalipin? He thought that was too difficult to say that you can't have ownership on less than a Shavu Pruta. The Chora that you can have. Is it possible to say that you can't be Makna something that's less than a Shavu Pruta? Even though I own it, it's Shali, it's Bishusi, but it's less than a Shavu Pruta, so you can't be Makna. Why should you say like that? So in the morning I learned in the other base medrash from a different Gemara. So someone was kind enough, when they printed that Gemara, someone was kind enough to print Mar Mekaymus on the side to all kinds of additional svarim. So on the side of my Gemara, on Chof HaMen Aleph, they tell you to look in the Yad Ephraim by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius on Yerbedeh Simen Samach Aleph. If I'm not mistaken, that's what it says there. That he proves Mar Gemara that if you have ownership of something that less than a Shavu Pruta, you cannot be maknet to somebody else. Where did he come off to say this? He got it, I think it's not correct, he got it from the line that the Gemara says here. The Gemara says, Achof HaMed Aleph, Amar Avchizdi, Yichilna Lemifzalina Lekula Gita Dialma. Avchizdi says, I have an issue, I think all the Gittin should be no good. I have a kasha that bothers me, all the Gittin should be possible. Amar Lei Rabbi, so Rabbi is commenting to Avchizdi. Rabbi was the son-in-law of Rav Chizna. Anybody know?
Yeah, in the ninth parak, Rashi identifies Rabbi as Rav Chizna's son-in-law.
Okay. So he tells his father-in-law, it's not so. My timer, why do you think that you can passel, what do you have up your sleeve? Why do you think you can passel all of the Gittin? E lema, if you should say, Mishum dichse b'kosav. And what does it mean, b'kosav? So Rashi quotes from Baba Basra, that the din requires that the husband has to pay schar ha-sefer. And the practice was in the days of the Gemara that the wife would pay the schar ha-sefer. And the practice is that the wife pays. Doesn't mean the wife writes the get. I mean the wife pays the sefer to write the get. So that should passel b'di'evet. That's what Rav Chizda thought. So Rabbi says, how do you know that that poses a problem? Since the rabbis either allowed or required, that's two ways to read the Gemara, and Baba Basra there, in this Gemara. But the Gemara says the practice is that Ishon Esen is Schar HaSefer. Medina deraisa the Baal Nesen Schar HaSefer. The practice, Bizmana Gemara, was that there's a Takana de Rabbanan that Dafke Hu Ishon Esen is Schar HaSefer. Well, no, it doesn't make a difference. If the Baal wants to pay, is good, and if the Baal is a rotten person, he doesn't want to pay, the Isha pays is also good. That's a Machlekes, how to read it. The practice is that the Isha always pays. Because there were some Rishonim say that was a takonas chacham, the Isha has to pay the schara sefer. So the Gemara says, if that's what you have up your sleeve, the Baal is nice in schara sefer. And our practice is, the wife pays the schara sefer. So the Gemara says, why should that pose a problem of Dilma knui akne le rabbonim? Maybe you use hefke bez nefke, so it's considered as if the money that the Isha, that's how Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Aknui akne le rabbanan hahu zuzo. The dollar that today costs a little more than a dollar. The money that the Isha pays the sefer to write the get, midido from her pocket. So the Chachamim declared hefker bezn hefker. They said the money that she pays from her pocket is considered as if that money belongs to the Baal. Havi command the ayvela ihu. The hefker bezn hefker. Bezn has a right to be mafker. They have a right to declare that the money that she's paying for the get is considered as if the husband paid for the gift. That's where Rashi seems to learn. That's what Achrayim raise an issue. There is a famous Machlekes HaRishonim where the Hefker Bezn Hefker works min HaTorah only to be Mafkir, but to be Makna L'Acherim works only with the Rabbanon. Hefker Bezn Hefker works min HaTorah on both. Both to be Mafkir my property as well as to be Makna L'Acherim. Machlekes HaRishonim, every Rishon is involved in this Machlekes. In some place in Shas or another, and a machlekes achreinim, it's machlekes the Beis Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and a machlekes the Ktzos and the Nesivis and Chayshim Mishpat. We know Hefke Bezna Hefke works to accomplish two things. Number one, to be mafkir, someone's property, to declare that it's Hefke. Number two, to be makne his property to someone else. So that second step, that the Bezna has the ability to be makne the property to someone else, that's a big machlekes, is that the Raisa the Rabban. Some want to say it depends on the two psukim that the Gemara quotes later. Gemara later talks in the middle of the sugya prusbul. The Gemara talks about hefker bezna hefker. So the Gemara has on lamed vav and beis on five lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak minayin shehefker bezna oy hefker shenemar kol asher lo yov the shloshes hayom and batzas hasorim yochram kol ruchusho. They're going to be mafke his property. So if that's the mocker, that's in Ezra chapter Yud. So if that's the makar, so it only says Yochem Kol Ruchushoy, the Bezna has the ability to be mafker and to leave it as hefker. Ablazer, the Amor, Ablazer has a different makar for hefker Bezna hefker from a pasuk in Yeshua that says Yeshua and the Zikanim got together and they drew the Goyrolis to divide Eretz Yisrael among the Shvatim, among the Mishpachas, and then among the Yechidim. And it says, Ela ha-nachlas ha-shenochlo eloza ha-koin v'shu ben-nun v'rashi ha-ovis livnei Yisrael. So the Gemara makes a point. It's like a hekish. Why does the pasuk in Yeshua put the two next to each other? V'rashi ha-ovis, I put ma-inyan rashi meitzel ha-ovis lo-malach ma-ovis man-chilem ez-benem kol ma-shi-yirtzaf rashi man-chilem ez-ohom kol ma-shi-yirtzaf. So the Gemara says that the rashim is a reference to the rabbanim, to the bezdin. And ha'avos is a reference to parents. So when parents die, they leave their assets, Yerusha, to the children, so that's called Yerusha. Then mancha lebneihem, so to the bezdin with the power of hefka bezna hefka has the ability to be makna, somebody's property to somebody else. So from the second pasuk, it sounds like hefka bezna hefka even works minatora, not only to be mafka, but to be makna lacherem. And the first pasuk perhaps seems to imply, that's what the Rashba points out on that Gemara. The second pasuk adds on more than the first pasuk. That from the first pasuk you only see that Bezna has the ability to be mafker. In the second pasuk you see that even have the ability to be makna lacher. That's what the Rashba points out. So some acharim want to say, and this goof is the machlekes samarayim. Does the second step work min haTorah? And maybe the second step is only midirabban. So bottom line, it's a machlekes harishayim and a machlekes acharim. So that's the question. Rashi over here seems to assume beferish. Rashi seems to all be fair that Hefke Bez Nefker includes not only to be Mafker his property, but to be Makna Lachem, that the dollar that she pays the Sofer to write to get, the Bezin is Makna the dollar to the husband. It's considered as if the husband paid his money for the writing of the get. If one wants to avoid falling into that, if you want to avoid reading the Gemara like that, if you want to hold like the other Rishonim, that Hefker Bezna Hefker only works with the Rabbanan to be Makna Lacherim, so then if the simple reading of the Gemara is like Rashi, Vil Maknui Aknu Lei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will Makna the Zuza to him, Aknui Aknu Lei to him, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the simple reading of the Gemara is like Rashi. If one wants to insist on the other day, the Nesivis insists the other way, that Lahaknas Lachem is only midirabbanim. That doesn't work minatur. So how do you read the Gemara? So it just means the get has to be written, the din is that the get has to be done by the husband. If the husband puts the get on the table and he says to the wife, Tligitach Magabi Karka, so that's not acceptable. The Nesina has to be done by the husband. Not only the Nesina, the whole Hisabus of the get. The Nesina is the Gemara. The ksivis haget has to be done by the husband, or the husband has to give the tzivi habal. If the wife is paying the sefer, so then it's considered the ksivis haget is done for the isha. The get has to be lishma. What does it mean lishma? So we said many times, the ksivis haschalas hagerishin. So how can it be that the wife is paying the sefer, so the sefer is doing it for the wife? So once you say hefke bezna hefke, that the money is, it's not considered as if the wife paid. See, whenever I have schiras poilim, I pay a worker to do a job for me. So the Gemara has a halacha in the first paragraph of Mitzvah, Yad poil ki yad balabais. Whatever the poil does on behalf of the balabais is considered al pidin, he's working for him. So that's if the isha pays the sefer, so the ksivas I get. Why should that pasul be the evit? You learn from the pasuk, the kosav, that the bal should be nice and schar. Why should the pasul be the evit? The answer is, whoever pays the sefer to do the work, so the sefer is doing it on their behalf. That's a din of Yad Pol Ki Yad Balabais. So if the sefer is writing the get at the behest of the woman, so that's not lishma. Lishma means the husband does the gerushin. Just like he kligitach magabi karka is not good, the desina has to be done by the husband, so the ksiva has to be done by the husband, or has to be initiated by the husband. The wife initiates. If she's paying for it, so toikdach nish, that's no good. If the husband gives the wife $100 and he says, give the money to the sefer, and she gives it, so that's not called the wife initiated the ksivis haget. The husband tells the sefer, write the get, and I'm going to give the wife $100, she'll give it to you. So that she's not initiating. So here, if she pays the money to the sefer, so the sefer is doing for her, so that's a lack of lishma. The baal has to do the gerishin. The wife can't do gerishin on herself. So all you have to do is just say hefker bezna hefker is considered as if the sefer took the money from hefker, and there was tzibui habal. Let's say the sefer doesn't charge any money. He's a good friend of the husband, or he's a wealthy man and he doesn't need any money. It's halacha. Yet the baal has to pay for the ksivas. I get. He doesn't have to pay. You need tzivi habaal. If someone is paying for the get, so whoever pays for it is considered as if yad polk yad balabais, the ksiva is done on behalf of that person. So that's no good. If the isha is paying for the get, or if a stranger, a third party is paying for the get. Sometimes they have now aguna organizations. So the husband's a meshugana, he doesn't want to give a get. So they have a third party is kind enough to pay for the ksivas I get. So if the third party pays the money to the sefer, so it's also no good. Ain't on a megarish eshes chavero. The husband has to divorce his wife. So if the sefer writes the get for nothing, so there's not a problem. The baal makes ksivi habaal, so it's ksivi lishma. It's considered the haschalas agirish. But if someone is paying the sefer to do it, the sefer is not going to do for nothing. Someone's paying him, so if anybody other than the husband pays, teiknish, because then the yad palk, yad balabais, the ksivi is done on behalf of the other person. So that's no good. The ksivi has to be the haschalas agirish. So to answer the kasha, you don't have to go so far as Rashi said. It's not necessary. Rashi went so far. Rashi read the Gemara literally. Dilma aknui aknu le rabbanon. Maybe the rabbis will makna the money to the husband. So the money, the zuza that the wife gives to the sefer, is considered as if the husband paid for it. So Rashi seems to learn kipshuto that hefke bez nehefke works manatari even lahaknas lachirin. But if you want to avoid that pshat, so you can just say dilma aknui aknu le rabbanon. The rabbis are makna the money. The rabbis will makna the money from the wife, and it's not considered yad poel ki yad balabais. It's considered as if the sefer did it for nothing. It's no good if the rabbis are paying the sefer, yad poel ki yad balabais. It's no good also. But you don't necessarily have to say they were makna the money to the baal. You just say they were makna the money, and the din of yad poel ki yad balabais doesn't apply over here. So it's not considered a problem of shaloi lishma. So the Gemara says, again, to Rav Chizda, the father-in-law said, I think there's a problem. He raises an issue. I think there's a problem with all the gittin. And the son-in-law says, I'll save all the gittin. If you're worried about it, why? What do you mean? She's not writing it. The baal gives tziva baal. No. Yad polk, yad balabai. Since she's paying for the sefer to write the get, so it's considered as if he's doing it on her behalf. So that's no good. And Isha can't be Megarish herself. The Baal has to do the Gerish. So Gemara said, that's not a problem. Maybe they're mafka the money, and that's not, you don't apply Yad Poel. El, so what's the problem? Elim Shem Nechsiv V'nosan. What does it mean? It says V'nosan B'yodah. Because of the Sefer Krisis, V'nosan B'yodah. V'hocho lo yai v'lo midi. The piece of paper belongs to the Isha. The piece of paper belongs to the Isha because she paid the Sefer. And the Baal doesn't own it. So is that the problem? The piece of paper belongs to the Isha. Hocholo yayv lo midi means it's not being makna the paper to the Isha. So why don't you just say that they were mafka that too? Just like the mafka the money that the Isha gave to the sefer, the mafka the piece of paper also. Now, some of the answer is the Gemara thought the Nasa means he has to be makna his piece of paper to the Isha. So the simple reading in the Gemara is not like Rashi. Simple reading is that they should have answered Hefker Bez Nehefker. They declared the money, the zuz that she gives to the sefer belongs to the husband, so the husband paid for the sefer, and the piece of paper belongs to the husband, so when the husband gives the get to the wife, so he's giving the piece of paper that belongs to him to the wife. So what's the Gemara's kasha if you learn like Rashi? So the simple pshat in Gemara is better if you don't learn like Rashi. They're not employing Hefker Bez Nehefker lahaknes lachem. They're just making Hefker Bez Nehefker should be Hefker. So the piece of paper, the Isha really paid the sefer, she paid for the paper. It's her paper. So the Gemara says, they're mafkirin. But it doesn't belong to the husband. It doesn't belong to the husband. Isn't there a requirement, v'nasan b'yoda? If the husband gives hareze gitnech b'ani yorshali, so that's oisiyas porchas ba'avir, Rashi says, on Amud Beis. That's no good. But over here, he's going to give it to the Isha. It's not going to be hani yorshali. So that problem, oisiyas porchas ba'avir, is not going to pose a problem. But the Gemara says, "Elam Mishum Nichsiv V'Nosan V'Hochelo Yaiv Lo Midi." Is not being makna the piece of paper. Isn't that what it means? V'Nosan to be makna the piece of paper on which the oisios are written. Gemara says, "No, Dilma Nesinas Agetu. You have to give over the text. If you give Harese Gitach Mani Yorshali, so then you're holding back. But here he's giving the get to his wife. At the end of the day, she's going to have the get with the background, with the paper. She's going to have everything." It's not going to be Yosias Parchas Bavir. The only taina the Gemara had was the piece of paper didn't belong to the husband before he gave it, Because they never said Hefke Bezna Hefke to be maknad a piece of paper to the Baal. Like the Pashup Shadding Mar, they never said Hefke Bezna Hefke to declare that the money belongs to the Baal. Not the way Rashi said. The way Rashi said that they're maknad the money to the husband. So the answer, they're maknad the piece of paper to the husband, is maknad the paper to the wife. Rashi learns that what? The Nasan, what's not a Shavu Prutim?
Yeah, the paper.
Why is the paper not Shavu? So every get in the world is not Shavu Prutim?
It's a piece of paper, it's not a
Shavu
Prutim.
No. Rashi probably means by the Isuri Hanoah, it's not Shavu Prutim.
Rashi said that on the Nasan. On the scene, she hates Shavu Prutim.
So he's picking on.
That's how Rashi learns.
So the Taina that Rav Chisda has is not only because they made a new practice in the days of Bavel that the Isha pays for the get. He has a Taina on every get since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he means. The Chilna leMitzlina leKula Gita diAlma from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, not because of a new practice that began now. I thought Pashup Shatni Gemar was because they changed the practice. And sometimes, or all the time, the
why
wife. And this time is a time since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every piece of paper that's not Shavu Prutim. Wow. Okay. Well, I don't think it's correct. We'll have to learn another couple of lines. I don't think it's correct. We'll soon see. I think that Rashi with the Shavu Prutim goes on the Isuri Hanoa, and not Shavu Prutim. I think that's not a problem. I think the Kashu was Elamishim Nechsev the Nosan, V'ochel Ayayv Lami, because they were never makna the piece of paper to the Baal. If the Sefer, after the Sefer writes to get, they'll tell her husband, the practice today is that after, when the Sefer comes to write the get, so he gives a whole bag. He has the paper, has a roll of a lot of paper, he has a bottle of ink, and he has a bunch of pens, and gives the whole bag to the husband and says, pick it up. Machlek is one tefach, three tochim. They tell him, pick it up, three tochim. Rashi holds, in order to do Agbor, you have to pick up three tochim, and Tosafot disagrees, one tefach. So they want to make sure that he gets rid of his wife. They tell him, make sure you pick it up, three tochim, the paper should belong to you. They mach, then the paper should belong to him. Then he gives tziba habal to the sefer, write the get, l'shmar l'shem gerishin. After he writes the get, then he gives it back to the husband, he picks it up again to be kind. Why does he pick it up a second time? It already belongs to him. So the Pesachet Shuvah says, because there's an issue, that there's a machlokes in the Gemara, and there is some Rishonim of Paskim that umen koine b'shvach kli. If you have a blank piece of paper, it's worth so much. It costs whatever, one penny. If you have a piece of paper that has a get written on it now, so the piece of paper is more valuable than it was before. So who was the one who made that piece of paper more valuable? The Sefer. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, and there is a minority opinion in the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim hold ein umen koine b'shvach kli. But there is a minority opinion in Yeridei and Chosh Mishpat that umen is koine b'shvach kli. So the Sefer is an umen. If a guy, let's say, a guy works in a factory and he gets paid by the hour, he gets paid by the day or by the week, that's a poil, that's not an umen. So let's say they give him, he works in a bottle factory. So they give him raw material, they give him plastic, and he pushes a button and he makes billions of plastic bottles over here. Or he works in a matzah factory, and they bake the matzahs, they start off with flour and water, and he pushes all the buttons, he makes matzahs, and he wraps them in the cellophane wrapping, and the cardboard box is shut. So you're not going to say, umen koine mishvakli. No one's going to say, umen koine mishvakli over there. He's not an umen, he's a poil, he gets paid by the hour. Umen is if he gets paid by the job. So the sefer gets paid the same amount, whether it takes him a half an hour to write the get, it takes him 3 hours. Let's say he made a mistake and he did a poor job, he has to do it again. He doesn't get paid by the time that he spends, he gets paid by the job. That's called an umen, as opposed to a poil. So umen is a machlekes in the Gemara. There's a minority opinion of umen koine b'shvachli. So most say, the Ktzos writes, umen koine b'shvachli is not to be taken literally. It's not that the piece of paper, before you wrote the get on it, was worth 2 pennies. Now that the piece of paper can be used to be Megavish and Isha, now it's worth $100. So the difference between $100 and 2 pennies is $99.98. So the umen is kinda the $99.98 worth. The original husband only owns the 2 pennies worth, and the extra value that it's now worth, I think more usually talks umen kinda mishvachli, I give raw material, I give silver to a jeweler, and I tell him, make me a fancy piece of jewelry. So the silver was worth $1,000. Now it's worth $2,000 because of the fancy design that he made on it. So the question is, that extra $1,000 that the woman made it now worth $2,000, is the woman kinda that extra $1,000? And when the balabas pays him, so he's buying up his ownership in the shvach hakli, the extra $1,000? Oh no! Uman is the same as a poil. He's not kinda. Whoever owns the original piece of silver, whoever owns the original piece of paper, is aray ashbach, like if I own a tree. And the apples grow every year on the tree. So why do the apples belong to me? Whoever owns the tree owns the apples. That's called aroy ashbach hakarka shali hishbiach. Aroy means hakarka shali. Hakarka shali hishbiach. So if you own a piece of paper, let's say you own a field and someone comes and builds a hotel on my field. So the hotel belongs to me. That's aroy ashbach. Not only shvacha de memele, I have a tree and the tree bears fruit every year. That's shvacha de memele. Even shvacha de biadai. Another person comes and they build a hotel on my karka. I didn't ask him to, so the din is I'm kind of the hotel. That's aroy ashbach also. So here, I give you a blank piece of paper that sells for 2 pennies. I tell you, write a get for my wife. So now the piece of paper is worth $100. Now I can use it to be megarish my wife. That's what I'm interested in. So the piece of paper went from the value of 2 cents to the value of $100. So some achronim understood, this is a machlekes achronim, some achronim understood, what does it mean? Uben koinim b'shvachkali. So some understood or misunderstood, however you say, they understood that the extra $99.98 that is now worth, uman koine b'shvach hakli, the uman who did it, he's not a poil, he's an uman, that belongs to him, and the balabais has to be misalak his bailis by paying him. When he pays him, it's not schiris poilim, it's the mehamekach. He's paying him for the extra value. The Ktzais thinks that that's not what it means. The Ktzais writes in Simikovav or something, Umakonim Shvachli just means that there's Shiva Nechosaman. Usually there's only Shiva Nechosaman Karka, there's no Shiva Nechosaman Metatlin. Umakonim Shvachli means that there's Shiburimani, but it doesn't mean that it belongs to the woman. So the Achrayim came up, the Pischachuv and Ebenezer came up with this Chumr, that after the Sefer finishes writing the get, before he starts writing the get, so he gives the whole bag to the husband, he tells him to pick it up 3 tvachim, to satisfy even Rashi sheet that the Hagbah needs 3 tvachim. So he's kind of, the husband is kind of the piece of paper and the bottle of ink and all the pens. So whenever, and then he gives Tziva Abal to the Sefer, so the get is written on his piece of paper with his pen with his ink. And then after the Sefer finishes writing it, so v'choshesh, maybe the Psak Halacha is like the minority opinion, Umekoin and Mishvachli. And the Sefer is not a poel, he's an Umen. And maybe Uman Koinim Shvachli is to be taken literally, not the way the Ktzais reinterpreted. What Rishonim, who seemed to hold not like the Ktzais, the Rishonim seemed to hold literally, Uman Koinim B'Shvachakli. So the extra value that the get is not worth, it's worth $100, $99.98 more than it was worth originally, 2 cents. So that now belongs to the Sefer. So you want, the husband wants to give the get to the wife, it has to belong to the husband. So the minig is, the practice is b'machmer. So the Sefer gives the get the second time to the husband. He picks it up, right there, 3 tvachim. He says, he's kind of again. Originally, the piece of paper belonged to the husband, so the get was written on his piece of paper. But now there's $99.98 worth of this invested in this piece of paper that belongs to the Sefer. Maybe it doesn't belong to the husband. So he's mocking it back. That's our practice today. But in the days of the Gemara, the Pashtus says they didn't have such a practice. So if the woman is going to pay for the get, so that's going to be a problem because Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabayis, that's a lack of Ksiva L'Shmo. Eidon Megarish Eishes Chaver means the husband has to start from the beginning. The husband has to do the Ksiva. At least he has to instruct the Sefer to do the Ksiva for him. And if they're paying the Sefer, if you don't pay the Sefer, fine. So he made Ksiva Abal. So he's doing it for the husband. If someone's paying the Sefer, so whoever pays the money is Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabayis. If the Isha pays Teiknish, Ein Isha Megarish Eishes Atzmo. So the Gemara says, we're mafke the money. So it's considered as if the Sefer is getting the money from Hefka, it's not getting from the woman. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, but it's still going to be a problem. Elamishim d'chsiv and awesome, but the piece of paper doesn't belong to the husband, because in the days of the Gemara, the Pashtus says they never had that practice. They never had the practice, if the wife pays for the get, they never had a practice that the Baal picks up the piece of paper beforehand, and the Baal picks it up after the Sefer finishes. These are all chumras that was introduced by the Achranim. So the Pashta says that was the Gemara's kasha. Ela mishum, the kasha only was v'nasan if she's paying for the get. I thought Rav Chizkiya only asked chilla lemipsalin lekula gita diyama, not from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, from day number one. Every get in the world is no good because the get is not shavu'ut. I think the Gemara is going to say beferish not so. Another line later, The Gemara means over here, if the Isha paid for the get. So fine, we're mafka the mamen, but the get, the piece of paper, doesn't belong to the husband. So it's not vinosan, it's not being makna the piece of paper. That's the Gemara's kasha. V'hochala yayvla midi. And for the Gemara, maybe vinosan doesn't go on being makna the piece of paper. If the get is his and he says, I raise a gidech vani yorshali, that's taka a lack of nesina. That's osios parchas ba'avir. You have to give. But over here, he's not going to reserve the ownership. He's not going to retain ownership on the piece of paper. He's giving it to the wife. He's giving everything to the wife. It's not his to give. But he's giving over the ksav. Dilma nesina saget means he's giving the text to the get. And the Gemara proves that it cannot mean that you have to be makne the piece of paper. Teida, the sholch mitam ksav al isurei hanoa is kosher. And that for sure you can't be makne. If it's written on Isuri Anor, that for sure you can't be Makna. Why can't you be Makna? So the Pashup Shat is because Isuri Anor, either Eina Shaloi or Eina Bishus, either one or the other. So the Yad Ephraim is bothered with Akasha, but there was a third opinion. You can't be Mekadosh with Isuri Anor, even though it is Shaloi and it is Bishusai, can't be Mekadosh with Znat Shavah Pruto. So how does the Gemara prove from this that Ksova Isuri Anor is kosher? So he says, you see from this Gemara that you cannot be Makna. A chayfetz that less than a shavah pruta. You can have ownership. If I own an item, I earn a kernel of grain. He sells 500 kernels of grain for a penny. So if I own a kernel of grain, that's 1/500th of a pruta. So you can't have ownership on that. But he claims that's what you see from these gemara, that you cannot be makne an item which is to someone else, which is less than a shavah pruta. You can own it. You can have ownership on an item. Kainim b'kli afal pishem b'shavah pruta, but you cannot be makne. So the Pashto says that it's not right. Koinim b'kli means I give over the kli to the other one, and I am makna the kli to the other one. So you can't be makna chayfetz. That's not shavah pruta. The Pashto says there is no such din, what the Yad Ephraim said. Of course you'd be makna. How are you going to read the Gemara? If you are like those who showed him that Yisrei Hanor are shaloi, and they are b'shusoi, and you can't be makna, the only thing is you can't be mekadosh and isha with it, because it's not shavah pruta. And when the Gemara says the esrig is not good, the esrig shalor lo is not good, so some Rashi learns over there, it is Shalai and it is Bishu, suggests that it's not Shavah Pruta. In order to be considered Shalachem for the mitzvah, you need a Shavah Pruta. So how are you going to read over here in this Gemara? The Gemara says, Sholchem Itam, Ksav Al Isuri Hanoa Kosher. So here's where Rashi introduces the Shavah Pruta. I don't think he meant Shavah Pruta on before.
The Gemara's
yeah.
From here that you don't need
to
shavah pruta.
That's
the proof.
It sounds like all
the Rishonim
are reading the Havam.
Oh,
all
Yisuri Hanor. No, they're doing the sin. The verse is doing the sin that
get. Yeah.
Right. The chayin tzvotaris v'shalaf yishnaloi loy v'ini shavah pruta. Mashmah, that was the Gemara's kasha. You see that you don't need a shavah pruta. Doing the sin is that get. You don't need a shavah pruta.
Mean Rav Chisda's kasha was on every get mamish, every get from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu.
So.
Whoa. That's very surprising. He's bothered with the kasha on every get. Okay, if that's a pshat, I thought Tesis goes lemaskana that the Gemara quotes that then you can write on Isuri Hanor. Isuri Hanor not shavah pruta. So Tesis says the word nesina doesn't sometimes requires kashir. Tesis quotes different marmakayim. Sometimes nesina requires bikashir, and sometimes nesina doesn't need bikashir. Tesis quotes from the Gemara Menachas Daf Samach, the end of the Tesis says. When you bring a minchas chaytei, so you're not allowed to put lo yosem alea shemen v'lo yiten alea levoino. So the Gemara says lo yosem alea shemen is even less than a shir. V'lo yiten alea levoino is only b'kashir. Why? Because when you have sima next to nesina, so nesina means b'kashir. So that's what Tosis is discussing. Tosis is discussing, or the Gemara Pesachim says, nesina is b'kashir. Zah shachol tshume, so how come in Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis and Menachos Daf Samach there you say Nesina has the connotation of Bikashir, and a few other places in Tanakh, in Chumash, there's a din of Nesina does need Bikashir. So Tosfos answers by the pasuk by Minchas Chayte it says Lo Yasam Al Hashem Yitan Al Levayin, the two different verbs. So one in contrast to the other has a so Sima is Bikol Shehu and Nesina is Bikashir. Otherwise, it could have said Lo Yasam Aleh Shemen Alevina. Why does it say Lo Yasam Litan Alevina? So change the verb. Could have written one verb for both. The answer is because Nesina is Bikashir. And then by the Zar Shachal Truma B'Shur Gigdei, you say Nesina B'Kishir, because that's a Tashlumen. You're talking about a Tashlumen. So that makes sense that the word Nesina in context of Tashlumen should require Ein Nesina Pochus Shavu Shum Tashlumen Truma. A Tashlumen has to be Shavu Pruta. Okay, that's what Taisus says. But there are other places where it says Nesina, and since it's not a Tashlumen, and it's not a contrast to the verb Sima, so Nesina does need B'Kishir. So I thought Taisus is just going Lefi Amaskana. I didn't think that Taisus understood the Havmina like that either. I thought this is just going, the Gemara says that you can give an Asina on the get, even though it's Yisuri Hano, and obviously it's less than a Shavaputo, it doesn't have any Shavius at all. So Tais says it's not a problem. The Gemara says it's not a problem. The word Asina doesn't require the Kashir.
But the first Havmina, we have to say it talks about Tanu Chachamim. For Rashi, because Rashi says, right, Rashi, why would Rashi bring the Gemara
Takana Sabunas? Right.
If we're talking about
the
giving from like.
Right, that's what I thought. I thought Rav Chizda means to, he's Ma'arer on the practice of Gittin that started during his lifetime. In the days of the Amoraim, he has a Taina. Not that he has a Taina on all the Gittin from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The days of Moshe Rabbeinu, he has no Taina. Well, every get is written on a piece of paper. So the piece of paper, less than a Shavu Pruta. I mean, when you write on parchment, the parchment is more valuable, so it's worth a shavaputa. When you write on paper, alosh al zayis, it's less than a shavaputa, so that's his taina. That's what the Gemara is going to get into later. The Gemara says, Gufa, take a look. Shalchem itam k'sovali surround our kosher. My Rashi hafanana mitinina. Alosh al zayis. Alosh al zayis is less than a shavaputa. So you see, beferish from the mission, that is good. The Gemara says, no tzushtel dilma shiny alosh al zayis, d'chazi litz tarufi. What does it mean? Alosh al zayis has a shavius. The Shavuos is less than the Shavu Pruta. So that's okay. There's no one in his right mind said that a get needs a Shavu Pruta. But Ksoval Yisiri Hano, one could argue, Yisiri Hano is not even worth less than a Shavu Pruta. It's not Chozei Litztarufe. If you have 100 gitten, 100 pieces of paper in the roll Yisiri Hano, it's still, it's not that it's less than a Shavu Pruta. It has no, it's Mufka from Shavuos. Alpidan has no Shavuos at all. I thought you see from the Gemara Punkt Faker. The Gemara says, Chozi Litztarufe means that Alosh Alzais has Shavius, and that's not a problem to be maknet to someone else. But a get that's also ba'ano has no Shavius whatsoever. So that's what the Gemara thought, has no Shavius whatsoever. So that is no haknoah. The thing doesn't even have a Shavius of less than a Shavaputa. That you can't have a haknoah.
Can we be Meyash Rashi to say that Rashi holds that?
What's the difficult Rashi? Which, what do you want to be Meyash?
How can we say that there's haknoah? Rashi doesn't say a haknoah rechosh. The second
Kashe, he said that the problem is because of Shvach Omer, meaning when a woman makes the get, he has a kinyan and the.
No, that's our practice today, is like that.
In the days of Gemara, they didn't have that practice. That's today, the Pesach Teshuvah quotes the later Achrayim, in the 1700s came up with that Chumra. After the Sefer writes the get, the Sefer should be makhtan back to the Baal because maybe we're choshish, maybe we pass on Omer Kainim Shvachli, and maybe that's to be taken literally. He's literally a shutif, he owns part of the get. He owns $99.98 worth of the Shavius of the get, and when the Baal gives the get to the Isha, so it has to belong to the Baal. So that's what we're makhtan a second time. But in the days of Gemara, they didn't have that practice.
But didn't we say that why wasn't the Gemara Matarit though?
Right, if Rashi holds in the answer to the first question that they'll makna the money from the Isha to the Baal, and Ahu Zuzo that she gives to the Sofer is considered as if the get was paid for by the Baal. So what was the question about the piece of paper? So they makna the piece of paper to the Baal also. So they said the piece of paper belongs to the Baal.
We say that Rashi held that Akno in Lomin is not a problem with if they're based in Africa, but the Chosh, which is a machlokes and not a diamond base. The machlokes and not a diamond base talks all the time about Rechush, about Ezra, Yochav, Kol Rechush, and the other Gemara. So could be by Rechush, actually hold that Akno would not work. Meaning Akno would work in Lomin, but maybe the Rechush would be.
The difference between Kesef and Shove Kesef. You only say Hefkebez and Hefke Lahaknas Lahim and Kesef.
Maybe. So people only talk about
Rechush. So by Rechush you do say you can't be makhnet to others. So why can't they be makhnet the paper to the Baal? That's a Rechush, that's a Shavah Kesef. No, I thought the second kasha was a Hemshech from the first kasha. He's asking on the practice that started in the days of the Amoraim, that the Isha Nesen is Chara Sefer. So that was the first kasha. Yad Poel Kiyad Balabayis. It comes out that she's responsible for the Ksiba, Teiknish. So the Gemara says, Hefke Bez Nefke, she's not paying for it. And then the second kasha was, but what does it help? But you need venasan, he has to be makna the paper to the isha. The paper of the get doesn't belong to him. So to that the Gemara says, Vezak, he has to be makna, if the get is his. And he says, I raise the kitach man yoshali, that's a chisarn of osias parches ba'avir, Rashi says, later. But if the paper doesn't belong to him, paper belongs to the isha, she paid for the whole thing. And then the Baal, and it's the Baal instructs the sefer to write, and you don't apply Yad Poel Kiyad Baal HaBayis because the money that the Isha gives is declared as Hefker. So the sefer is writing Al Pit Sivui HaBaal. And then when the Baal gives the get to the Isha, it's Nesina on the get. It's not Nesina on the text of the get. It's not Nesina on the paper of the get. That's not his to give. Nesina on the text of the get. The Gemara says that is correct because Kosvalei Sarei Hanoah is like that. It can't be Makna to others. Why can't you be Makna? So I thought the Pasha Pshat has to be that's either Ena Shaloi or Ena Bishusa. The Shaila is, but that's the problem. But the Shaila is if Rashi holds that it is Shaloi and it is Bishusa, the only thing is that he's around. No, it's not Shavar Pruto. Rashi writes in a few places, the only time it's going to be Ena Shaloi, Ena Bishusa is going to be if it's Avodah Zarah or if it's going to be Chametz B'Pesach. So that's what the Gemara goes on, Avodah Zarah, Chametz B'Pesach. No, the Gemara says, Kasval Yisrei Hano. Doesn't sound like they're angling to ask a question. If he wrote the get on a loaf of bread, chametz bepesach, he wrote the get on isuri hanoah, not lav dafke chametz bepesach, that it's either ein shaloi or ein mishus. It's talking about any isuri hanoah.
Could you write on something that's under the zara? And that avodah zara, Mishukonorach says even if kasvan isuri hanoah is okay, but if it's something that's under the zara, it's not like avodah zara and the
Chametz B'Pesach Kera
again.
Nah, that's a difficult sheet.
The honor of Shira. Huh? The honor of Shira, the problem with the Sarah. The Gura says over there,
it's not the honor of Shira. The din is that we say, Kitoise Mech Teshura, whenever you need a shear for something, then whatever, Zayma L'Sreifa doesn't have the Hashivas of a shear. So Lulav needs a shear of Dalat Tvachim. Hadas Manarovis needs a shear of Gimel Tvachim. And Esrig needs a shear of Egos, Kebetza, there's a minimum shear. But again, there is no minimum shear. If it would be theoretically possible to write the whole get on the head of a needle, it would be good. It's just impossible. But there is no shear, there is no minimum shear. So, Pashta says, you can't say Kitoise Mech Teshura. Kitoise Mech Teshura is considered. It doesn't have the shear that it needs, but it doesn't need any shear.
I think in the Shulchan it says you can't write it on the Surian of the Zayin. Sorry.
That's very difficult. Yeah. It's very difficult. The Pashto, this is Reb Shimon, never said that either. If you look in the Gemara at the end of Menachos, Reb Shimon never said Kalayim Elisrev Kisarv Dami either. Reb Shimon was talking about. Shimon was talking about a different din. What was the? I forgot already the whole background. Reb Shimon says that Isuri Hano. Isuri hano are not mekabel tuma. Isuri hano are not mekabel tuma because it says kol oichel ashe yochel. I forgot about it. You look in the Gemara, it doesn't even say Reb Shimon holds kol oichel ashe yochel preserved dami. And we don't even pass like Reb Shimon. We only pass in kitetz mechtusha when you need a shear. So then oichel ashe yochel doesn't have the shear. The Pashto says there never was such a thing. What's the Ran on our daf talks about? What does the Ran say?
Ran says it's commander of Snelladon, you can't write again on it.
Hmm?
But you
here the Ran points out, you see the Ran on page 18. Ran said, you see from our Gemara that in the days of the Gemara that was not the practice to be makna the paper to the husband in advance. That's a recent innovation that they started there. In the Rabbin, at the high time, Esari, Le Meslele Gitte, Shamin Ma, Sheik Tzor, Sheitan HaBal Metchila, HaKlaf Mishalo, HaDiyo VaKum, Es Kmo Shikos, Mikzah HaMechabrim, V'Tikuni Gitte. That's a chumra that they started in the later generations, yeah. Where's the Ran al Kosva Yisuri Hanom?
It's after the Gemara of Keren Shalpar. The end, and my Gemara, it's Tafyurim, we don't have Allah from the Pasha. Right before in Christum the Khuba the Karaka, right before the Mishnah, the Shlip.
Right before the Mishnah, huh?
In Christum the Khuba the Karaka.
Then you say, but a get doesn't need a shear. miu ba'oisam shetzrichim lehizbar min ha'oilam l'man diyom l'kolay melisrev kisarv. I mean, if you hold like Reb Shimon holds kolay melisrev kisarv da mashma d'Allah we get the command l'esner dam. He says it within Reb Shimon, but we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Ba'oisam ha'amdim lehizbar min ha'oilam l'man diyom, if you hold like Reb Shimon, the pashtus says even Reb Shimon never said it. You look in the Gemara, the Pashtus says, Tosis has 2 days about it. Do you take Reb Shimon literally? The other day in Tosis there, a big Tosis in Meruba, and Tosis in Zvachim and Menachas, they say, even Reb Shimon never said that. But Lahalachi doesn't say it. Lahalachi doesn't say it. The problem that the Vilna Gaon is not happy with the Ran is a different story. The Ran sounds like he says there are two kinds of Isuri Hanoah. Some Isuri Hanoah atzrichim lehizbar min ha'olam, there's a mitzvah to destroy it, like Chomes bePesach and Avodah Zarah. And other Isuri Hanoah is like Orlok, Lo Yakerem, Basim B'cholav, it's Midirabbanon. You're not allowed to leave around the house, Mishum Michshol, Mishum Takolah, but it's not Oymid lehizbar min ha'olam, it's not Ton Ibn min ha'olam. So the Ran sounds like he says like this, if it's Ton Ibn min ha'olam, then it's called Oymed Kol Oymed Lisraf, and it's a machlekes of Shimon the Rabban. Well, the Kama Leisu command the Leisu Dami, Kol Leisu Kisav Dami, Kisarav Dami, command the Lesneir Dami. The get is no good, and we don't pass like Reb Shimon. But if the thing is not Tony Ben Menoilon, then no one will say Kol Oymed Lisraf, but you're still going to say Kitosim Echdushur. So the Vilna Gaon is not happy with that. A lot of Rishonim say like that. The Vilna Gaon is not happy. He says the only time he's restricting it even further. The Gaon. He claims the only time you say kitoisim mechtu shiura is a lulav shal ashera. If you would have a basa b'cholov, a orla, a kloy akerem, is not ton ibid min oilam. You don't have to burn it right away. You have to dispose of it. You don't have to dispose of it immediately. It's not ton ibid min oilam. Then the goyin holds he wouldn't even say kitoisim mechtu shiura. That's what the goyin says. He's making less than the Ran said. And that's the Goyin is in disagreement with Tosfos, Bekama Mekamis. Tosfos in a lot of places says like the Ran that by all these Suri Hanor, you say Kitoisim Mechdushur, even though that are not Tzrichim Lehizbar Min Hoil. And the Gemara holds that there are in two different categories. The only time you say Kitoisim Mechdushur is if it's Avodah Zarah or if it's Chomet for Pesach, that it's Tzrich Lehizbar Min Hoil. That's what he disagrees.
What about? So if one of the group,
you have a chauffeur, a guy chauffeur, a guy's vote is our chauffeur. Yeah.
Right, which you don't have to destroy immediately, right? You don't have to destroy
the
Jews.
Because
the guy
from Avatal, if he wants. So there is a theoretical potential that the guy can be Avatal Avodah Zarah, yeah?
So the guy chauffeur can be
Avatal Avodah Zarah. That's 2 days in the Mechaber. 2 days in Taisus, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. When the Gemara says, Avodah Zarah shall go, that it lends itself to Beetle, so therefore you don't say Kitoisim Echdushura, it doesn't mean no. If the guy was Mevatle Avodah Zarah already, if he was Mevatle, then you don't say Kitoisim Echdushura. But Kozman, he wasn't Mevatle, and we do say the fact that there's a potential that theoretically he could be Mevatle, so Tosis has 2 days, is that enough to remove the din of Kitoisim Echdushura? Well, no. The Gemara meant to say if the guy was Mevatle, then it becomes Mutabano, so it's not Kitoisim Echdushura. The Kozman that is still is Asabano, he wasn't yet Mevatle. So those are the 2 days in Mechaber, 2 days in Tosfos. Yeah.
There is some understanding that it's not, he says, Perish
And he's asking on every get in the world. Or he's asking on, the, you mean in the later generation that they started writing Gittin on paper. Maybe in the earlier generation, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe they all wrote Gittin on parchment. The parchment was worth a lot of money. It was worth a Shavu'ot Pruta. Maybe what changed was in the days of... can't ask what is going to pass every get from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a pasuk in Chumash that you give a get. So the answer is no. In the days of Matan Torah, they used to give Gittin on a background that was worth a lot of money. In the days of Damarayim, they started this practice that they write a get on a piece of paper that's less than a Shavu'ot Pruta. Maybe that's what it means. So that was the kashet, that is not Shavar Puta. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara thought to bring a raya, Amra Bashafananam Tanina, Alala Shal Zayas, it's worth less than a Shavar Puta. So the Gemara said, that doesn't prove the point of Isuri Hanoah. Alala Shal Zayas has a Shavias, it's Chazil, it's Taruf, it has a Shavias. But Isuri Hanoah doesn't have any Shavias at all. It's Mufka from having any Shavias, not that it's worth less than a Shavar Puta. it's not even worth less than a Shavu Pruta. It has no Shabbos al pi din at all. It's not Chazir, it's Tarufei. So the Gemara still, the Gemara says you can't really prove the din, Shalch Mitam, you can't prove that din from the Mishnah that it says Allah Shal Zayis is good. Could be Allah Shal Zayis is good because it has a Shabbos of less than a Shavu Pruta. And over here, Isuri HaNoah has no Shabbos at all. But this Gemara is talking a problem, Nachamon. So how do you read, what was the Kasha? The Gemara proves that Nesinas V'Nosan goes on the scene of the text, that it doesn't go on the piece of paper, but Haraya, that if you write any Surah HaNoah is good. But if you hold any Surah HaNoah, Arshala, and the Arshus are just that it's not Shavu Pruta, so what was the proof? He's Makna the less than Shavu Pruta. So that's what the Arif Raim says, according to those Rishonim. That the Surah HaNoah, Arshala, and the Arbishus, the only reason why it's not good for Kiddush, the only reason it's not good for the Esrik Shalor, there's no good for the Mitzvah, because you need Shavu Pruta. So you see from this Gemara, you can't be Makna less than the Shavu Pruta. Yeah, but it's not true. This is close to the Gemara. Kind of a clear Afal Pishem v'Shavu Pruta. The Gemara and Hazav. So I can read the Gemara like that. That's the Gemara meant to be Koyal Shalch Mitam. All the Surah HaNoah are good. All the Surah HaNoah are good, even if the thing... Even if the thing is Chametz b'Pesach and Avodah Zarah, and it's Ton Ibed Meroilom. So the Ran claims if you would have held like Reb Shimon, it would have been Commander Leisid Dama. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. And if it's Ton Ibed Meroilom, then all the Mishanim agree that it's Shnei Dvar Menem Beshusa Shaladim. It's either Ene Shalai or Ene Beshusa. The Machlokes is that Rashi and other Mishanim hold that the only Chisaron and Yisrei HaNoah is that it's not Shavu Pruta, it is Shalai, it is Beshusa, that's by other Yisrei HaNoah. But if the thing is shalasher, it's Ton Ibn Menoilim. Everybody agrees that it's Ene Beshusa. Either Ene Shalai or Ene Beshusa, Lo Shamar is Ene Beshusa. So that was what the Gemara is saying. Teda, you can even write a get on Asherah, even on Isuri HaNoah that are Asherah, and it's still good. And that's Mamash Ene Shalai. It's Ene Shalai or Ene Beshusa. That you can't be Makna. But say it goes on less than a Shavu Pruta. That's very difficult. The Gemara in the next line, Rav Ashi thought to bring a raya from Allah Shal Zayis, see that Allah Shal Zayis is not Shavu Pruta, so who had the Nami over here, you see you don't need Shavu Pruta. Then the Gemara says, no tzushtel. It's Chazir, it's Tarufa. You're giving a Shavius. The Allah Shal Zayis has some Shavius. Yisrael HaNoah has no Shavius at all. It's not the same. One of the Mekoiris that Taisus talks about, Taisus running through all the various Psukim and Chumash that require Nesina. So one of the Makaras that they quote is that you have to give Truma to the Kohen. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Chita Achas Pateris is called Akri. How can it be Chita Achas Pateris called Akri? That's what they call Chitach is Pteris Kol Akriz and Kiddushin Nun Ches on the base. Aye, but it says Al Gav Dichsiv Dvoim Yutches Titen Loi Reishis Deganach Vesuret Shrech Titen Loi. So where's the Nesina B'Kashir? So Tyson says there Nesina doesn't mean B'Kashir. It's not in the context of a Piroin and it's not in contrast to Sima, so it does need B'Kashir. That's what Tyson says. On that line in Tyson, there's a famous Tyson's read in Kiddushin on that daf. Kiddushin daf nun chesam and beis. Tosfos Reed has a chiddush, and he writes that there are two aspects to truma. One din is when you mafresh truma, you remove the isa tevel. Then there's another din. Once you mafresh the truma, and this is mamon hakoyin, mamon hashevet, so you have to do matnas kuna. You have to give the truma to the kohen. Truma is one of the choftalad matnas kuna. So when is the Gemara saying kiddushin? That's what the Tosfos Reed says. When the Gemara says chitachas pateres esakri, that removes the isa tevel. But on a chanami, the guy has a room full of grain, the size of this room. He's going to give chita achas. He'll only fulfill the hafrashas truma to remove the isetevel. He will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of titanloi. Titanloi, you have to give a significant nesinim. Taka won't be yotzei nesinim. That's what the Tosfos Reed writes. Many centuries after the Tosfos Reed passed away, the Rabbi Yehuda wrote a tshuva, and he wrote the same thing, and he was so excited, he said, he holds that this is Lamito Shel Torah, and he writes, he's surprised that no one before me ever thought of this Torah. He didn't have a Tosfos Reed, so that's what the latest Svarim point out, that Tosfos Reed was ready mechaven to the answer that the Nadi Yehudi gave. That Yemafrish Kechit Achas Pateres and Sakrin Kiddush Nun Ches, that only removes the Issa Tevel, but you won't, if you'll only give Chitach, you won't be a fulfillment of the Chok Talad Matas Kun. It's not a Nesina B'Kashir. It says, it says in the Chumash that giving the truma to the Kohanim is chiras poilim. You're paying them for doing their avoidas hakarbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, the makor karbonis on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So what kind of payment? You give me chita achas? Give me less than a shavar pruta. I have millions of dollars worth of tevel, and I give them a pachas from shavar pruta. That's called an esina. So that's what the Tosfos is written. Now, Yehuda, they say you're not yaitzei the matnas kuna. You have succeeded in removing this tevel. But the Nesina, you won't be yaitz. And Taisa somehow assumes that that the two go together, that you are yaitz in Nesina. Taisa is not like the Nariyun. You are yaitz in the Din Nesina. Yeah, how do we attack a Pascha like this? Kaswal Yisrael HaNoah, this letter that they sent, Shochem Itam, they sent the letter from Eretz Yisrael. Kaswal Yisrael HaNoah is good. Do we Pascha like that? So the Gemara quotes, Tanya Rebbe, I'm a Kaswal Yisrael HaNoah Kosher. Rebbe says like that. Rebbe, do we Pascha like Rebbe? So we usually have the rule, Halachik Rebbe Mechavei Rov, Velo Mechavei Rov. If he disagrees with one contemporary of his, we're going to Pascha like Rebbe. If he disagrees with the majority, then we're not going to accept Rebbe's opinion. So the Shaila is over here, should be Pascha like Rebbe or not? Shochem Itam, from Eretz Yisrael, they sent a letter that it is good. He wrote a Get on Yisrael HaNoah, it is good. Then the Gemara says, this is Rebbe's opinion. So the Gemara says, Nofak Levi. Levi went out, Drosha Mishmei de Rebbe. He said it over in public in the name of Rebbe, Velo Kilsua. They were not happy. Mishmei de Rabbin, Vi Kilsua. When he said it in the name of, he said, this is the majority opinion, then the Olam was happy. Alma, the Gemara says, Hilchasa Kavase. You see that we Paschal like Rebbe. How do you see that we Paschal like Rebbe? That's the Shiloh here. How do you see? So Rashi interprets in the Gemara, V'lo kilsuha Yishum da'omala mishmei di'yichido. The first time Levi presented this psak, he said it in the name of Rebbe, so the Olam was not happy, because he said it's a minority opinion, implying that we don't pass like that. Dor shezim na'achrita mishmei di'rabim keech de'lekablo minei. Then he said it over a second time, and he said it over the name of the majority opinion because he wanted the public to accept his psak. What, he's misrepresenting? Pashup Shatan Rashi. He's lying. He's telling a lie. It's really Rebbe said it. And the first time he said it honestly, Rebbe said it. And the Olam was not so thrilled about it. Rebbe's opinion. We shouldn't toss like Rebbe. And the second time he misrepresented, Dorsha Zimna Achrina Mishmei Dirab Mkeechet de Lekablu Amine. He wanted the public to accept the psak. And then they killed Sua. And then they were all excited. Oh, that's the majority opinion, they'll accept it. Alma Rashi says, Midetorach kuli hai de lekablua. Since Levi went to such lengths, he wanted the public to accept this psak, so he falsified the story. He said it over in the name of the rabbim. Alma Hilchas Kavasi. You see that Levi holds that we do Paschal like Rebbe, and that's why he told a lie. That's why he said that it's Mishmei de Rabbim. That's what it sounds like in Rashi. Taisus shows there's a Gemara later that simply can't read like Rashi. Perk Mishoch, so look, Amanayin Zayin, lo yitoch on the Farish Kain. It's impossible. So how does Rabbi Natam? How does Rabbi Natam interpret? And the Gemara says, Almo, Hilchus HaKavasi. How do you say Hilchus HaKavasi? So Rashi claims, Almo Hilchus HaKavasi, what motivated Levi to tell a lie, to say over the same psak in the name of the Rabbim? What motivated was, he wanted the people to accept that halacha, because the Levi holds that the din is like Rebbe. So he told a lie that this is the majority opinion. He's going to say, name of Rebbe, halacha ki Rebbe mechaveru lo mechaveru. If he tells a lie, then they're going to accept it. So you see that Levi holds that's the din. Rabbi Natam learns pshat, no. The audience he was talking to was a very learned audience. So when he gave a shiur, they would applaud. If they liked the shiur, they would applaud. If they didn't like it, they would throw rotten tomatoes or something. They would throw rotten eggs. So the first time he said it, Lo kilsua. They didn't applaud. The second time they applauded. So you see, and it's a learned audience. So you see from the audience that the second time they held, that's the correct way. You see from the audience that that's the halacha. Not like Rashi said, you see from Levi. In fact, what motivated Levi to tell a lie? Because Levi holds the dinners like Rebbe. That's what Rashi learns. And the Rabbi Natam says, Lo yitochen lefarish ken on daf ayin zayin. So it means the learned audience is being koveh what the din is. He's saying in a public. So the fact that they applauded the kilsua, they applauded the second time that he said it, And they had a, their opinion carries weight. They're learned people. They see, I'm a hilchus akavasi. See that we pass on like this sheet, because the public applauded the second time and not the first time. This is a big issue. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, he misrepresented the facts because he wanted them to accept the sheet of Rebbe. Is that permissible? You have Gemaras, and a few places the Gemara has like that. Amaroyim would say over the dinim, in the name of the wrong Tana, that they should accept their opinion. So the Achronim are bothered with Akasha. There's a Sifrei on the Pasuk in Chumash Dvorim that says, you're not allowed to move over the border in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the, it's a Toras Kohanim Abba Yikra, and it's a Sifrei on Dvarim, says the same thing, and the Rambam quotes it. If you're Masik Gvul in Chutz Loaretz, you're over on Losigzol. If you're Masik Gvul in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to Losigzol, you're also over on Losasik Gvul Yachal. If you steal an automobile in Eretz Yisrael, you're only over on Losigzol. If you steal Karka in Eretz Yisrael, then in addition to this, to Losigzol, you're also in violation of Losasik Gvul. So it's a very restricted law. A Sasek Gvul only applies to Karka in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to stealing Karka and Chutzlah, it doesn't apply to stealing automobiles in Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, the Sifrei says, if you say, oh, Diva Reb Lezer, B'Shem Reb Yishud, Diva Reb Yishud, B'Shem Reb Lezer, you're in violation of a Sasek Gvul, Yachem Enach Alos Chal Shatimcha. So it's a Pella. How can it be? We don't understand the Sifrei. Why is that what does it have to do with a Sasek Gvul, Yachem? And then that's what the Achrenim are bothered with. So how do you read the Rashi over here? Rashi says, Levi falsified the facts in order to kechad de lekablu aminei. Levi wanted them to accept this halacha. So he falsified. He said that the Chachamim said like that, even though it's not true. Even though only Rebbe said like that. And you have Gemaras and Erevin like that. But they were falsifying the shittas of the Tanaim in order that the Olam should accept the psak from them. This is problematic. So the Achrenim asked the Kashan. They just say from the Talmud Bavli, it would appear that they don't agree with that Sifrei. What's Taka Pshat in the Sifrei? It's a strange Sifrei.
The Maom says something, answer something to do with in Shemayim or something. Some sort of spiritual. It has some impact. I forget what he said, but the Maom he addresses.
On that passage? Yeah, you gotta take a look. Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe the pshat is like this, that we daven in the Shemoneh Esrei every day, the same Chalkeinu v'Sarasecha. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos has that lotion, the end of Pirkei Avos. What do you mean, saying Chalkeinu v'Sarasecha? The Baruch Shalom gives every person a different chelik in the Torah. Some people have a large chelik, some people have a small chelik, means that their chelik, whatever their mechadish, that's their chelik. Their chalokim in the Torah that the Baruch Shalom only gives to this balabas, to this Talmud Chacham. He doesn't give this to anybody else. Each person has to find their own chelik. And the Kedusha HaTorah is when you have all the halakim put together. You have Rabbi Yeshua's input, Rabbi Lezer's input, Abai's input, Rabbi's input, everything. The Kedusha HaTorah is when you have everybody's chelik together. So the same is true in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that the mitzvah Satoyas Ba'aretz only set in when they had Kibush V'chiluk. After it took Sheva Shekavshu, it says in Yeshua, it took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael from the Lamed Aleph Malachim. And then the Gemara says they have an oral tradition, the Gemara says in the end of Erechim, that it took 7 years to divide. So they divided the Shvatim, then they divided the Mishpachas, then they divided the Yechidim. And then the Lashon of the Sifra is, when it was called Echad V'Echad Makar Eschelka, when everybody knew this is his share in Eretz Yisrael, that was the Gemara of Kedusha Soros. Has to be called Echad V'Echad Makar Eschelka, so all the Chalokim together constitute Eretz Yisrael. So if I move over the border and I'm stealing part of your, that's your stay, Achuza. I steal yours and I claim this is mine. So if you steal Karka and Chutz Laretz, it's Loisigzon. If you steal automobiles in Eretz Yisrael, it's Loisigzon. If you move over the border in Eretz Yisrael, then you have your pogame in the Kedusha Soretz, because it's no longer Kalecha Bech and Makir Eschelko. So I thought that's the idea of the Torah is also this is Rab Lezer's chelik in the Torah. This is Rabbi Yeshua's chelik in the Torah. So the only time the Torah has the kedusha of the Torah b'shlei Musa is when you have kol echad v'echad makar eschelka like in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're going to misrepresent, you're going to say sometimes you make a mistake. But we're talking if you do b'mezin, if on purpose I'm going to misrepresent and say Divrei Abaye b'shem Rabbah, Divrei Rabbah b'shem Abaye, Divrei Blazer b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, and so on. So then it's no longer Kalecha Ve'echad Makir Es Chalka. So this is a pegima in the shleimus of the Kedusha Sator, like it's a pegima in the shleimus of Kedusha Sa'aretz.
Why
did
the Achronim bring the Sifrei? Why people
call Mishum Sheker? Sometimes Sheker is muta whenever it's Litzorech. So let's say I want to convince the Balabatim that the din is like that. So I say Rav Soloveitchik said like that. He never said like that. I say Rav Soloveitchik said like that. So I'm convinced that that's the din, and I'll be toila bilangot.
The Gemara Bar Mitzvah says that you're allowed to be mishanim pri, Ushpiza, and Ushpiza was
right. Whenever there's a tzarech gadol, whenever there's a major tzarech, then you're allowed to tell a lie. So one would have thought they seem something more like that. The Amorim Hira, Levi, who is it? Levi wanted the Olam to accept his psak. And they were not applauding the first time he said a B'Shem Rabbi. So the next time he said a B'Shem Rabbi, he falsified. Next time he said a B'Shem Rabbi, so they applauded. And he told the lie in order that they should accept. So Rashi learns the Gemara, like other Gemaras like that. It seems that it's mutter to misrepresent in order to bring about the Psak Halacha that's desired, in order to bring about the desired Psak Halacha. And that's against the Toras Kohen. Toras Kohen is Sifrei, and the Toras Kohen say that it's not allowed. Yeah.
Sounds like Rashi tried to learn the Gemara 9 and also Rashi 9 died and learned the Gemara as Kosua, no Kosua, and when he said it, we have to do Kosua because he knew that it wasn't really a halacha, so he said it was Kosua. When he said it, Barabim, so he was trying to say Barabim so that they didn't Makabal it, but they knew that that wasn't the halacha, so lo Kosua. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, lo Kosua, lo Hodu, lo Shin, never be Rabbin, you should delay yourself with Kapavasa. They knew that the halacha wasn't like him. That's why
I don't feel
sula. Really, when he
said
Barabbim, he was trying to say that.
Alma, so then Alma, so you're figuring this out from the reaction of the audience. The audience is a learned audience. And we know they know what they're talking about. That's what Tosis says. The audience is a learned audience. Rashi over here seems to assume the audience is Amaratzim. The audience doesn't know anything. The fact, Alma, Hilchus HaKavasa, the fact that Levi went out of his way to tell a lie because he wanted to rig it that they should understand that that's the halacha. So you see that Levi went out of his way because that's the halacha. The proof is from Levi. And the Rabbi in time says, no, the proof is from the audience of the listeners. The listeners are learned people. So you see that whatever they applaud, that's what wins. That's the correct sheet. That's Tosis Tain against Rashi. The Gemara later, Rashi doesn't learn like he learns over here. Alma is not from the fact that he told a lie the second time, almost from the reaction of the audience. That the audience was Mekalis one time and not Mekalis the other time, so we follow their opinion. But we more have the famous Baraisa, Tana Rabbanan, Mekasa V'loi V'chokak. The get is only good if it's written. If the get is engraved, it's no good. Gemara says, Nai Maisa, if you take a piece of wood or you take a piece of metal and you engrave a get on it, why shouldn't it be good? Of course it's good. You mean to say the chagik alav ksiva hi? It's not called ksiva. Ayramina, we have a kasha. It says b'feirish evet sheyotze b'ksav shal gabi hatavla. Tavla is a wooden piece, and the odon engraved. Not that he wrote an ink on the tavla, he engraved it on the tavla. Evet sheyotze, he's going to lecheres b'ksav shal gabi tavla pinkos yotze lecheres. That's good. So you see that chagik. If it's engraved and there's no ink, it's also good. That's not acceptable. Yeah, what is that kippa v'agabi anduchteri? So Rashi explains. A lot of times they have on the yarmulkes of the little children all kinds of things. They have Eliyahu Moshe, whatever it says over there. So they have, first they have this, they have the thread spelled out with the letters, and then they take it and they attach it onto the yarmulke. So what if I have a whole get written out in thread, all the letters are attached to each other, and I give the woman a get. It has oisius, literally perchas bavir. The oisius are not attached to any background. So Rashi says that that's not acceptable. It's only called ksav if it's attached to a background. So then the shaila is over here. Let's say that's how they make on a parochas. They say lezecha nishmas whatever. Shvi'is Hashem l'neg. The summer said they have. Sometimes they take the thread and they sew it. They sew it into the background. Okay, so that's mamish mechuber. But sometimes they have like stringy. They have all the letters and then they just tack it on. So they attach it on the top. They attach it on the bottom, and it's really not attached. The whole thing. So that's what Rashi says. If it's only mutal ala beged, the stringy oisias are sitting on the beged, ubeis rosh av tchuvim. At this end I attach it, at the other end I attach it, but it's really loose. The whole middle is really not, the oisias are porches bo'avir, literally, not really, every oisias is not attached to the background. So Rashi says that that's not called ksav. I remember years ago, we were learning Shabbos in Rav Soloveitchik Shia, so he suggested maybe the boys should deliver chaburis. So we started, he used to give a shiur for the Balabatim on Tuesday night. So he made up Wednesday night. They're going to give chaburis on Wednesday night. He's going to stay. He's not going to go back. So the first one said a chabura, I remember who it was. The first one said a chabura on Shoichet as a treifa. Maybe a treifa is a gavra ketila, and treifa is kemeis. So maybe if you kill a treifa, you're not chayif on Shabbos, because it's like killing a dead person. It's an offer the Gemara, not so. So he started giving a whole pilpul from Achrayim that maybe it is so. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it at all. Said that's against the Gemara. What is against the Gemara? Then the next week, someone else gave a chabura about skywriting. About skywriting. Is there an isik sivan skywriting? So he said based on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He had learned by Rav Moshe. So he said on this Rashi, Rav Moshe and the tshuva quotes this Rashi. If you have oisias that are not kavua, not kosel the kavua. In the background, mutal sitting on the beged, based Rosh of Tchuvim over here, over there, but the middle part is just stringy letters. So Rashi said that's called Osius Porches Bavir. So he said over here, skywriting is not a malach of Ksiva because the Osius are literally Porches Bavir and it's not Mechuvit anything. And then he said, and this is the teretz to the kasha, how can you eat alphabet soup? It should be Moichek. The one who gave the shiur is a very entertaining Magid shiur. Adayam is a very entertaining character. He's in Eretz Yisrael now for many years. So he said, how can you eat alphabet soup? It should be a shiloh mechike. But the answer was, no, the alphabet is just oisius porches bavir. It's only called an ois if it's on a background. If it's not attached to a background, it's not called an ois. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like the whole galechta, and that was the end of all the chaburis. There were no more chaburis, yeah.
Would the computer screen also be Porches Bavir?
I mean, what if the husband has a get on a computer and he gives the whole computer to his wife? The way it is. I don't know if that's called Ksav Shel Kayama. You just push a button, the whole thing is going to disappear. Even though you didn't push the button yet. It has to be Ksav Shel Kayama. Let's say I wrote in an ink that's going to disappear in another 12 hours. But I give the get right away before it disappears. I think that's also called Ksav Sheina Shel Kayama. I think on Shabbos you're not chayiv. And I get this not called Ksiva. Shab Sheina Kayama is a din in Ksav and Kol HaTarkul. It's not just a din in Shabbos.
It won't necessarily disappear. If you write, get a pencil. Or even pen. They can erase pen nowadays. Things.
No, you can erase it. That's a different thing. But if it's going to wear off quickly, that's called Ksav Sheina Shel Kayama.
If you leave the screen alone, it'll stay.
It'll stay forever, yeah. But I don't know if it's so easy to do it. You can erase ink. If you have a good eraser, you can erase pencil easier. But I think pencil is also ksav shel kayama. Kozman, you don't erase it, so it's shel kayama, it's going to last. But a computer, I think it's oimid lekach, that it's not shel kayama. You always push the button and you write something else. Let's say an umbrella. An umbrella is called oil aroi. And Shabbos, one of the lamatas melachas is boina. So minatar, it's only chayiv, it's only a melach if you do bin yikavua. If you do oil aroi, then it's an isa derabon. That's called boina. Whenever it's kavua, it's called boina. Whenever it's aroi, it's called ohel. So the achrayim talk about opening an umbrella, shayla from oil aroi. So why is it oil aroi? You can open the umbrella. It'll stay open le'olam void. Stay open for 100 years. Why is that called aroi? The answer is that umbrella, by its very nature, you open it and you close it. You don't leave it open for 100 years. So also a computer. If you write in pencil, every time you write in pencil, it's aimed to be erased. When people do crossword puzzles, so they do in pencil in case they make a mistake. But in case they made a mistake, so they'll be able to erase it. There won't be a sloppy mess. But not every, you don't say every single time you write in pencil, is ena shel kayama? No, ink is shel kayama. Pencil is also shel kayama. Pencil is also called shel kayama. But I think that a computer, l'chara, should be like whatever is written on a computer screen. Chorish should be like an umbrella. That's the whole nature of the computer is that you don't leave it on there forever. You use it, whatever, you put it back in the memory, you pin something out, and then whatever's on the screen, you cause it to disappear. And we think that by its very nature, that's called Ein Shel Kayom. Anyway, but this, the fellow was kidding around with the alphabet soup, and with the, but it is correct based on this Rashi. That's what Rav Moshe points out. You see from this Rashi that if you have the Oisias are not, if the Oisias are not kovua in the background, it's mutal ala begin and base Rosh of Tchuvim, and the rest is not attached. That's called Oisias Borchas Baba. Doesn't have the status of a ksav. A ksav has to be al gabi background. Ksav does not al gabi background. It's not called ksav. So that's the Brisa has a contrast. Evet shiyotze b'ksav shal gabi atavlis chokuk is good. But Eved Avlo b'ksav shal gabi akipa van duchteri, because that's not, that's Oisias Parchas, that's not good. I'll call upon him, how can he say, Tana Rabbana, because of Avlo b'chokuk, chakika is not ksiva, the Brisa says b'ferish, it is ksiva, and for the Gemara, the answer is, Amarula, Amar Avlo, Zaloi kasha, ha de chok teuchas, ha de chok yireichas. Chok yireichas, if I engrave the letter itself, Hareat Megoreshes Memeni, he carves out the letters himself. That's Chok, the Yerach of the Oisios. That's called Ksiva, that's Ksav, that's good. But Chok Toiches, he has a thick piece of wood. He starts shaving off the upper layer of the wood in such a way that the letters will be bolate. The letters will remain behind them bolate. He'll carve out around the letters and the inside and the outside, and the letters Memela will be bolate. So that's Chok Toiches. So that's not called ksiva. That's not called ksiva. That's a big machlekes in Masechah Shabbos. What about by ksiva on Shabbos? What if he's chok teuches? The Ran and Shabbos quotes a machlekes, the Rashba and himself, whether chok teuches on Shabbos is also or not. So some say it's not called ksiva at all. Others say no. It's not called ksiva by a get because you need ksiva l'shma, and this is like tasav lemen osui. I carved out the space in the inside of the letter and the outside letter, and maybe the letter remains. So that's not a ksiva lishma. You didn't do a ma'aseh ksiva. But on Shabbos, even tasav lemonasa. Bottom line, I have a ksav. So whether who says you need dafke? You need a ksiva lishma. You're left with a ksav. One who creates ksav is kosev b'Shabbos, even if it's tasav lemonasa. What do I care? So, and the other mishnayim hold no. By definition, chok teuches is not called ksiva. Not for get and not for Shabbos.
It's all Talia Malachas Machshavas. Seems that I'm doing Malachas Machshavas.
Malachas Machshavas, yeah. Here the Rishonim say Malachas Machshavas, and that's why you are Chayiv. Malachas Machshavas, that's why you're Chayiv. Usually we say Malachas Machshavas HaSvetera, that's the reason why you're Potter by Mekalkal, that's the reason why you're Potter by Kalachayah, that's the reason why you're Potter is not Shal Kayoma. Usually Malachas Machshavas is mentioned by the Gemara as a Svara Lahokel. And once in a long while, the Gemara uses the expression in Hakainis. The Gemara has Malach Mashavis as the Svar Lahachmir. Then on Shabbos, Zorah Beruch Misayayta is Chai. By Nezikin, maybe Zorah Beruch Misayayta is not Chai. And by Shabbos, it's Chai because Malach Mashavis Asvetaris. Here, the Ran also says that you can say Malach Mashavis Asvetar, and therefore it is Ksiva. Even though it's not called Ksiva for a get, it's because by get, you need Ksiva Lishma. So Ksiva Lishma, you have to have the asiyas haget should be lishma. Here it's a tasav lemon oasi. He carves out the outside and the inside. He's memela the oisias aboltos. So the oisias were formed memela. So you can't say that that's called ksiva lishma. That's tasav lemon oasi. But for Shabbos, what does it bother me if it's tasav lemon oasi? Last not Shabbos hastar. As long as you bring about the result, that's what he means. That's what the Ran means to say. So the Gemara is the kasha. The Chok Teuches law, you mean to say the Chok Teuches is not called Ksiva, or at least not called Ksiva Lishma, at least it's not, maybe it is called Ksiva by Shabbos, not called Ksiva Lishma by Get, or Iminhu, there's a tzit, the tzitz has to have Kodesh Lashem. So how do you have Kodesh Lashem? So there's a funny case in Mishnah, the case of Mishnah says they took an ink, they took a pen with ink, and they wrote Kodesh Lashem. The Gemara doesn't say that they wrote Kodesh Lashem in ink. The Gemara says the Osias were boltas, Kodesh Lashem. So how is it boiled? So there are two ways to make it boiled. So the Pashta says that they took a sharp instrument and they carved around the letter Kuf and Mamela. The letter Kuf was boiled. And the Dalit and the Shin and Lashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, everything, they carved around and Mamela was boiled. So you see the Chok Teuches is called Ksiva L'shma. Because just like you need ksiva lishma by the get, you need ksiva lishma by the kodesh lo shem and the tzitz also. And that's what it says. They didn't write in ink. The urim minhu, the Bryce is talking about the kodesh lo shem and the tzitz lo hayaksava shokeya. The kodesh lo shem was not indented. They didn't engrave it in the gold of the tzitz. The tzitz nezer hakodesh. Ela bolet, kedin rei zahav. It was bolet, the ksav was bolet, it stood out, just like golden coins. So the Gemara says, how do you make golden coins? You take a piece, you take a blank, you take a circular piece of gold, and then you imprint on it the picture that you want, or the writing that you want. How does that work? That's done by placing pressure on the teches, on the inside and on the outside, and the mele, the ois itself, remains boilet. So the Gemara says, V'hadin rezov is chok teches, and it says that's the way they made the Kodesh Lashem and the Tzitz. So you see that, and the Gemara assumes you need ksiva l'shma, and the Kodesh Lashem and the Tzitz. How do they know that you need ksiva l'shma? Because it's also li l'migdosh, li l'shmi. How do you know that you need ksiva l'shma for the Kodesh Lashem? That seems to be the assumption. The unique ksiva l'shma in chok teches is a lack of ksiva l'shma. What's that you're telling me? How is it good if they did it like din rezov? And for the Gemara, kedin rezov or lo kedin rezov? No. When the Brisa says that the Kodesh Lashem was like golden coins that have the symbol that the government imprints on it, it's kedin rezov that the ksav was boiled. V'lo kedin rezov, dilo hasen by din rezov. How do they do it? They imprint an emblem on it by pushing down the teichos, the inside and the outside, to the mele. The tzura sa'i, so the tzior is going to be bowling. Hashenikin over here, v'ilu hacha. V'loi kedin rizav, v'loi kedin rizav. Kedin rizav, that it's a ksav, that's boilet. V'loi kedin rizav, v'ilu hasam, they did chok teuches on coins. V'ocha, they did chok yireches. How they dek? They took the tzitz. Every kind of gadol had to have a different tzitz, because the size of his forehead was totally different. It's like a hat size. Everybody has to have his own hat. Okay, you can't wear your father's hat, your grandfather's hat. It's probably not going to fit. The Gemara has a machlokes where the Kodesh Lashem was on one line, a Kodesh Lamed was on one line, a Yud Kei Vav Kei was above it. Machlokes HaTanoim. All the Tanoim lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so they never saw the Tzitz. A machlokes. So one Tana says, what are you talking about? Ani Ho Yisi Beroimi. I was there in the treasure house in the Vatican, and I saw the Tzitz and the Kodesh Lashem on one line. So that's the archaeological evidence. He was there, and they showed it to him. And he saw it was all on one line. So the Rambam Paskin is supposed to be on two lines. So the Kesef Mishnah is, how can he Paskin against archaeological evidence? So the Kesef Mishnah says, every Kohen Gadol had to have his own tzitz, has to fit his forehead. So there were, just because, there were probably 500 tzitz in the Bayis Sheni. There were 500, how many? 300 Kohen Gadolim. There were many Kohen Gadolim during the period. Every year they had another Kohen Gadol. They kept on switching Kohen Gadolim. So they found one tzitz. Maybe they didn't, that generation they Paskin like that. The Rambam still sticks to his guns. He says that we Paskin the other way. The majority, just because you found one sit, doesn't mean that they always did it like that. They once made it like that, and maybe it's incorrect. More correct is he's supposed to have on two lines. Anyway, so this is the Shaila. How did they make the Kodesh Lashem? So the Gemara says the Ksav was bolet, like Din Rezov, but they bent it through the other side. Not that they impressed on the front of the tzitz, and they pushed down the area on the inside and the outside of Kush, Kuf, Dalet, Shin. And the male of the osias were boltos. No, they took a hammer and they banged from the other side, so the kuf dalet shin, Kodesh Lashem, was boilet on the other side. That's what the Gemara says. Kedin rezov, or kedin rezov. Kedin rezov, it was like din rezov, that it was ksav, that it was boilet. But on the other hand, below kedin rezov, dilo hasen by din rezov, how does the government do it? They do chak teches, but over here they did yereches. They banged it through the other side.
How come everybody's assuming that Kodesh Lashem is
I don't know. Otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha? Yeah, there was a machlekes, the Ran and the Rashbo. What about Chok Teuches on Shabbos? If you're Chok Teuches on Shabbos, is chayiv, and the only reason why it's no good by get is because like Tasav Lemon Osei, it means it's a chisson. That's not called Asiyah Lishma. You didn't do Asiyah Lishma. So the Gemara's Lachar seems to be assuming that you need Asiyah Lishma by the Kodesh Lashem. Also, if you don't need Asiyah L'shma, so let it be the same Silcha Shabbos. The Chok Teuches, there is a Ksav.
You just say that that's called Ksiva.
You need a Maisik Ksiva. On Shabbos, you don't need a Maisik Ksiva. Just create the letter. Could be. Could be.
So you don't need lishma.
Could be. That's possible. Could be that you don't need lishma, but you need a ma'isik siva. As opposed to Shabbos, you don't even need a ma'isik siva. You just need a ma'isa that should bring about a ksav. That could be. That's how the Gemara says. Omale Ravina le Ravashi, he clears a hakira. When the government mints coins, and they push this instrument on top of the slug, on top of the little circular coin. So how does it work? Does it push down the toichos? Is it chok toichos? And the mele, the ksav and the tzure will be boiled? Or maybe no. When it pushes down, so it's pushing it sideways also. So maybe even pushing it down on this side, maybe that's also a chok yireichos. Maybe that's called asiya. When you make a coin, is that chok toichos? Or maybe it's even chok yireichos. That's his clear. Rushma, when you push the imprint down, is it mechritz choritz? Does it push down the toiches and the mele the ksav is boleit? In which case it'll be chok toiches by get, it'll be puzzle. Or maybe kinufi mechnech, maybe when it pushes down the arum and arum, the toiches, maybe it also pushes sideways some of the gold and it pushes it in the middle. So he says, no, what are you talking about? Mechritz choritz. No. It's chok toiches. Of course it's chok toiches. It doesn't cause the gold to move sideways. It pushes that gold down, and the mele, the oisias abuel. So how did they make the ksav on the tzitz? That's the same kasha as before. How did they make the ksav on the tzitz? In fact, akasha, lo hayu ksav v'shakur l'abuel, ki din rezov, nisal g'daytach mechritz choritz. And if you're going to tell me that din rezov is mamish chok toichos, so how was that good by the tzitz? Abinam michta pituchei choysam, the pasuk says. Michta pituchei choysam v'leka. Either v'leka because you need ksiva l'shma, or v'leka because you need ksiva. And here there's a lack of ksiva. Everything more what we answered before. Kedin rezov v'lo kedin rezov. On the one hand, kedin rezov that it should be boli. V'lo kedin rezov yilo hasam yigavoy. By the din rezov, you bang it on this side. But by the tzitz, they bang it on the other side. If they bang it on the other side, then it should be chok yireichos. It shouldn't be chok toichos. So that's the strange kesef mishnah. Kesef mishnah writes, where did they do the ksiva? So the answer is when they banged on the other side, that was the ksiva. That's a simple reading of the mar. So he says, no, in addition to that, they had to take ink and write kodesh l'Hashem. Where does it say that in the Gemara? It's missing from the whole Gemara. The shin that you have on the tefillin shel rosh, the Gemara says shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So how do you make the shin? But also, you don't write in ink. The shin is from leather. So you have to take a tweezers and keep on pulling out, and that's chok yireichos. It's not chok. Chok is if you would engrave it. This is I'm making a bole. That's like the second suggestion that the Gemara had a chakira. How does minting a coin work? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, minting a coin works because mechritz choritz. It's really chok toiches. You're pressing down the space in the middle of the letters and around the letters, and in the middle of the letters will be boiled. But the Gemara had another tzad to say, maybe it's kinuf and mech, maybe it pushes it out. So that's how you're supposed to make the shin shel tefillin. Take a tweezers and you pull it out. That's called ksiva. Yeah. So one of the Achranim also writes, you have to take a pen and write a shin. How can it be you write a shin? It's like Meimilin Agabi Meimilin. The Bai Shal Rosh has to be Shachar. So what are you going to write the shin before it's Shachar? But then you're going to paint it all over with black, so it's going to disappear. The shin shel tefillin has to remain. What do you gain by writing a shin if you're going to erase it later on by painting the whole thing black? Hushtay, where does it say in the Gemara you write a shin? You use tweezers. That's like chok yireichos. Chok yireichos is if you're engraving. Here you do use the tweezers. That's how you make the yerech osias. That's the ksiva.
Why does the Gemara ask the same question twice and not give the same answer?
The same answer. I thought it is the same.
The same lashon. Rashi there has to explain that in the first answer Rashi explained that it's on different sides, which is the second answer. The second answer is that it's on different sides. Both the Gemara should have just answered the same thing before.
Dilo hasem tachzacha yirechus. Yeah.
That they're both bolei. Saying that they're both bolei. One's chok tochos, one's chok yirechus.
Yeah.
you would have understood, like Rashi understood in the first Gemara, that it's on a different side. So that's the only way you can have a chakir on the tofos, it's not chakir on the tofos.
I thought it's the exact same answer, but the second conversation was in a different city, in a different time, with different people. But it was the same conversation that different Amoraim had. So they put one after the other. The second was, Ravina Rav Ashi were discussing how do you mint coins? Why? He had something up his sleeve. He wanted to ask, how did they make the tzitz Kodesh Lashem? So then he says, if you're going to tell me that it's Chok Teichos, every time you mint the coin, it's really Chok Teichos. How's the tzitz good? So he gives the same answer as before. I thought it's just different people giving the same answer on the same question.
Maybe you have the same Kavah Chomer by Tzit that was said by Sefer Torah earlier.
Maybe you have the same
Kavah Chomer by Tzit that was said by the Shem by Sefer Torah.
That what?
That it can't be less than Tefillin.
Okay.
So Tefillin, you need Lishma, no?
Tefillin, you need Ksiva Lishma, yeah.
So the Shem Hashem.
You need Ksiva Lishma and the Kodesh Lashem.
Maybe the Kodesh you don't need, but the Shem Hashem you need.
I don't know. See, these are different Amoraim. The first Amoraim lived in Eretz Yisrael. No? Who were the first ones? Omrul Amar Rab Lozer. Those are Amoraim from Eretz Yisrael, I think, Rab Lozer. And the second one was from Bavel, Ravina Rav Ashi. That was a later generation that was in Bavel. But they were discussing the same thing. So they put them together, they said the same thing. So it was the same answer. Yeah. What does the Gemara have a shayla now? Boy, minei rovim rav nachmi. Kosov lo get al tashal zohov. He can write a get on a piece of paper that doesn't have a shavu pruta. We had already. That's not a problem. Al tashal zayis doesn't have a shavu pruta. What if he writes the get on a golden background? And he says, I raise a gitach. With this should be the payment for the ksuvah. So what's the shayla? Maybe I should say that since he's using it as payment for the ksuba, so it's not called the nasan law. What's the shaila? The Gemara answers that it is good. There's no problem. I want to discuss the and the tzablus. Why does the Gemara think that it shouldn't be good? So Tesis on the top says, "I've got the kashvali surround our kosher." So why is that a kasha? Doesn't have to have any shavius. So there's no halacha that the shavius has to be given over to the isha. So they says, "Hi, mishum di'ayv lo miho kol aget." He's going to say, "Hareze gitach man yorshali." That's no good. Here he says, here basically saying, "Hareze gitach v'hana yorshali." Then the yor is the golden tas, and then he says, "And I'm giving you the golden tas, not b'toras get, but b'toras piro and the me'aksuba, and the oisias are really perches bavir. I'm not giving you any background at all." Together with the Oisius. I'm giving you Oisius Parchas Bavir, and the background I'm giving you Betoris Piranachai. So that was the Gemara Shaila. Maybe that's called Oisius Parchas Bavir. Maybe that's like Kareza Gitach on Yerushalim. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the same. He's giving, and since he chose to write the get on a piece of gold as opposed to giving on a cheap piece of paper, so that's Oile Lakan Olakan. It's considered Nesinus Haget. And it's considered Piranachsu. It's not a problem. But the Havamina was, it should be like, because the whole background he's only giving not b'toras get, every mashahu of the background of gold he's giving b'toras piron aksuben, not b'toras haget. So that's what Tosfos says. That was the shaila. Maybe that's like hareze gitach van yorshali, that the Gemara says is no good. The next line, the Gemara has a tosefta, 10-13 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanan says tosefta perek sheni hareze gitach van yorshali einu megureshes. That's because Rashi writes Osias Parchas Bavir. That's what Rashi writes over here. The Ksav is only a Ksav if it's on a background. So he has to give the Ksav with the background with Torah's get. But that was the Shaila. Boy Mene Ravim Rav Nachman. Kosovo get Al Tasha Zolam is Kablikit, was Kablikit. Every Mashu of gold is given. None of the gold is given with Torah's get. It's all given with Torah's Piron Aksuba. So maybe that's like, I raise a Gitech on Yerushali. Osias Parchas Bavir. So he says, no. He's giving her everything that's a good Nesina. This kabla gitum and this kabla ksubasa. What does the Gemara have a kasha? We have a brisa that says this kabla gitach, hareze gitach v'hashar, and the rest of the piece of paper is l'ksubasa, should go, the rest of it is very valuable, the rest should go to pay the ksuba, so it says it's good. But if the whole ksuba is the background of the get, so then it's no good, because you have to give the ksav with the background, otherwise it says perchas bavir. And the background has to be getting b'toris gerish and not b'toris ksuba. So don't you see from this to sefte that the answer is no good? Don't you see it's no good? And Mara says, nah, don't be medayk some. Oh, I didn't. The halacha is the same. Avgav the lekashar, but alkamashma. Avgav the ikashar. Yomala eni leyomala lo. Let's say he gives her a get on a very expensive background. He says, "Harizah gitach," and he doesn't say, "Vahashar luksubasach." So the Gemara says, now he has to pay the whole ksuba later on. Aye, but the whole thing is so valuable. Normal people give a get on a piece of paper. He gave a get on a piece of silver on a background of gold. Can he escrow it back? The Gemara says no. Avir the Megiltahu. He gave her an expensive get, so the whole thing was given b'toras get. If he says I'm giving him b'toras ksuba, then it's b'toras ksuba. If he doesn't say, I say the whole thing is given b'toras get, and he has to pay ksuba separate, because that's avir the Megiltahu. He gave her a big get, even though the get only takes up the first 14 lines. With the chsims, only takes up 14 lines, but still, and the rest of it is all solid gold, and there's nothing there. Unless he says beferish v'hashar luksubasa, we say everything is given b'toras get, and the ksuba is not paid up yet. Tarabban reza gidoch and yoshali ain't begureshes. That's because osias parchas ba'avir. It's not called the ksav. That's the Rashi and Amen Aleph by the osias on the yarmulke on the kippah is the same as this Rashi and Amen base. If the osias are not tchuvim well, if the osias are not attached, every single osias is not attached. Just the first ois and the last ois, and the middle is just hanging on there, so it's not really attached to a background. So that's called osias parchas bavir, the way the Rashi explains on Amen Beis, and it's not acceptable. Arezikidach van yoshali zayne megureshes. Amanasha techziri lias hanayar arezu megureshes. This you have to figure out what is this all about. Amanasha techziri lias hanayar, you got to see Tosfos. Why is that good? Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning again, I have to give the shiur at 9:30 instead of 11:15. Next week I won't be saying the shiur.